real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So if you're listening on the internet, wherever in the world, you are free to call in. And the number is 808-296-5467. Folks, you need to check your motor oil and all your fluids at least every 2 weeks, if not every week. Check your motor oil and all the fluids. Very important. Because of the low octane gasoline, you're blowing motor oil out the exhaust. Okay? We see so many of the cars coming in for servicing, and there is only 1 quart of oil in the engine. 1 quart. Not 4, 1. That is very, very hazardous. The job of the oil, 1, is to lubricate naturally, common sense. 2, for cooling, it keeps the engine cooler. 3, it cleans the inside. It cannot clean, it cannot cool, and it cannot lubricate when you're short on oil. A lot of people think a new engine is a couple thousand dollars. Well, guess again. Guess again, folks. Go check. Call your friendly Toyota dealer, Honda dealer, whatever, and go see. Minimum $12,000 for a new motor. So, just check the fluids and make sure it's not low. You got to remember now. Way back in the 50s and the 60s, cars were built with integrity and quality. That's why they're still around. Okay? They made tests later on in the 70s to see and study your human behavior. So the full service stations, when you went in, they would check your oil. Okay? Those of you that can remember, back then, every time you went in to fill gas, they would fill it for you and check your oil and all that stuff. Okay? They found, by doing the study of human behavior, they spend millions, if not billions, studying you, the consumer. What they did was, they went up and they had a guy check your oil, go up to you and say, sir, you're down 1 quart. You need a quart of oil. And the driver would say, oh, that's okay. I have oil at home, or I'll put it in later. Because they're Jew-fut. They don't want to use the station oil. They don't want to spend the money. Okay? Or the women would say, oh, my husband's going to put the oil in. Okay. Now, original oil pans came with 5 quarts of oil. And 1 for the filter, so if you had a filter, so it's 6 quarts. So they thought, you know, if we cut down that oil pan to 4 quarts, then when they're down 1 quart, they'd be in the danger zone. Okay? So, anyway, so they did that. And the people still do that. they still say, oh, that's okay, I'll put it in later. Not good, because now you're down in the danger zone. With 4 quarts of oil in the pan, and you short one, that's 3, you're in the danger zone. 4 is safe. 3, no. Naturally, 2 and 1, forget it. Okay? So, be very careful. Ever since the octanes have dropped, people are using and burning up more oil out the exhaust. They don't see any drips in the garage, but it goes out the exhaust. And that's one of the reasons you see a lot of cars with check engine light coming on. And the reason for it coming on is the sensor on the exhaust tripping and causing that check engine light to come on. It's because the gasoline is not supposed to have oil in it, but oil's coming past because the piston is rattling and causing oil to go past. Okay, so that's why your oil is going down, especially if you're driving on the freeway and your engine is running on the hotter side. You're going to use more oil. Okay? So if you have a question, give me a call. Area code 808-296-5467. And this happens all over the world, wherever you have substandard fuel. So be safe. I recommend using premium. Premium is only 20 cents more than regular. 10 gallons is $2. Big whoopee. How much is a gallon of gas? $4. Here in Hawaii. Okay, so check your motor oil and all the fluids. Take some time. Spend some time with your car. Okay? Another thing is try to check your taillights and the headlights and all that, okay? Because it's for safety. Remember, everything is for safe. Okay, now that we're talking about fuel, ethanol is your best fuel to use, or added ethanol to your gas, from 2, 3, or 4 gallons to a tank of gas. If you haven't tried it, you should try it. It's great. Okay? A lot of people condemn ethanol as gumming up the engine, etc., etc., etc. It does nothing of a sort, folks. I can prove it to you. I want to know if the people who complain about ethanol can prove that fact to me, that it's the ethanol that's causing all the junk to happen. A lot of people are going into the ethanol-free gas, the gasoline that has no ethanol. Well, I want to educate you, the listeners. Back in 2006, EPA required all oil companies to take out this one chemical that is supposedly highly cancerous. It's called MTBE, and replace that with 10% ethanol. MTBE is an anti-knock additive. It protects your pistons. If you don't know what it is, then go ask your mechanic. It protects your pistons, okay? Without that formula in there, in the gas, you will crack the pistons and end up with a new engine. And that's the reason why they put in the 10% ethanol. Well, the ethanol-free gasoline, folks, has no MTBE, and it has no anti-knock. So those boaters that are using this ethanol-free gas, they're going to break their pistons and buy new engines. Okay, that's the reason for the 10% ethanol. And by the way, we do not have 10% ethanol in our gas. The most that I've tested and found is 6%, if not less. Okay? So, that's the scoop on ethanol. If you have a question, give me a call, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And for those of you outside of Hawaii and would like to know how you can test to see what the octane level or what the ethanol level is in your gas, you can email me and I will let you know how you can do it. Okay? And my email address is georgenita@hotmail.com. That's NITTA. Okay? So, anyway, we should spray all your rubber and plastic parts with silicone. Silicone is a rubber and plastic preservative. As long as you spray it faithfully, not as much as Silicone Sam. Silicone Sam went a little too far. She sprayed everything in the car. Everything in the car and outside of the car. The paint and everything. So that's why we call her Silicone Sam. Not what Steve Onoi was thinking about. You know, we don't want to mention what he was thinking about. Okay, so anyway.
You have a off-air question.
Can I give off-air answer?
I suppose so.
Okay.
This lady wants to know what's the problem with her car. She said that whenever she starts it, it makes this loud pitching noise. And then after she runs it a while, it goes away.
What kind of car?
Some kind of Suzuki, a 2000.
Okay.
I don't know. A Suzuki. It's a 2000 Suzuki.
Suzuki is her name?
No, it's the brand of the car or make of the car.
Oh, okay. Well,
Hello, Automotive 101.
Hello. Okay, we're back on again. What happened? Did you cut me off? Anyway, the Suzuki, the answer to that is either bad oil or cheapy oil or you're not changing it enough. But it's an oiling problem. Okay? So, a lot of people follow the manufacturer's interval of oil changes. I don't follow that. You got to remember, folks, the manufacturer sold you the car. Do they want you to keep it forever? Think about it. If you were manufacturing Suzuki cars, would you want your customers never to come back and buy another car? Hello. Okay. So anyway, who's next?
We have John from Mililani.
Hey, John.
Hello?
Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air. What happened?
Let's go to Rob. Let's go to Rob.
Okay. Hey, Rob.
George.
What's up?
Hello?
What's happening to our phones?
Hello?
Hello? Wanda, what's happening to our phones?
George.
I can hear you, Rob, but you can't hear me. Hello? What's happening to our calls? Wanda? What's happening to our calls?
Rob.
He's not there. What's happening to the
Okay, let's go to John from Mililani.
Hi, John.
Hello?
He's not hooking up.
What's happening to
Okay, let's go to...
Hello? What's happening? Oh, boy. We're having some problems, technical problems here, folks. So bear with us on this. I don't know what's happening. But anyway, if you have an important question to ask and you cannot get through on the phone, then email me and I'll give you the answer. I'm really, really sorry about this. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Well, it's break time.
We'll be right back with Automotive 101 and George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob? Is rolling Bob there?
It's talk.
Huh? Hello.
Hi, George, this is Bob. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you can't, it's Rolling Bob here. Just life is good, and, you know, we have technical problems, but there are no garages for the tech stuff, so you can't just pull in. But anyway, you know, the other day I saw some people on the road, and they stopped in the middle of the road for a mongoose and almost caused an accident. And, it surprised me because, you know, people drive so recklessly and they don't think about anybody else but themselves, but they stop for a mongoose and almost, you know, wreck a couple of cars. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here so you guys can work on this. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
So you could hear Bob?
I can hear Bob, but he can't hear us.
Okay, we have John from Mililani.
Hi, John.
Hello?
John, can you hear me?
Hello?
John, you're on the air.
He can't hear you. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Something's wrong here. Maybe we're on the wrong station. I don't know. Anyway, I'm really sorry, folks. This phone system is just not working today.
Hey, George, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I can hear you too. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened?
I don't know. Hey, okay, George. I got like a bunch of questions. I'm just going to rattle them off real quick.
Okay.
Can you please explain to me again about the mothballs and the gas tank, and where do I get them?
Okay.
Number two is, I thought rail was supposed to, I heard you talk about rail, but I thought it was supposed to help alleviate the congestion. So can you explain that to me again?
Okay.
And
the way the rail was explained to me back in the 70s, okay, was this French guy came from France. He's a consultant, and he did the study, and he said, for Hawaii, for every car you take off the freeway, another one will take his place, which is common sense. For instance, he said, if you all jumped onto the rail and you looked down at the freeway and it was all open, would you catch the rail tomorrow?
No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because it's common sense. If the road is open, a car is going to take his place. So if the rail is supposed to eliminate traffic, it ain't. It's not going to eliminate traffic. It's common sense.
Oh, I see where you're going. Okay, yeah, that does make sense. But, you know, like the other people I were really pushing for keep on saying that, you know, oh, yeah, you know, like everybody's going to ride rail, but...
No way. No way. Because if they were going to ride the rail, why don't they catch the bus?
Well, that was my question, too. Cause, you know, like I'm thinking, well, yeah, we got a lot of buses going. My son rides the bus a lot, but he goes to Leeward, but the rail's not even going to UH. Is it to Manila?
Nope. Going
why
to
doing it?
Alamo on the shopping center.
Well, that don't make no sense. Okay.
That's right. And if they were building it, why don't they build it from the inside Alamo on the shopping center out?
I never thought of that.
Well, they're building it from Copper Leaf to Alamo on. Who's going to catch it from Copper Leaf to Waipahu?
Well, I'm not.
That's right. It's a big waste of money. And the other thing that the consultant said is for the convenience, it's too expensive.
Yeah, I know. I've watched it. Now it's supposed to be up to like, it's going to cost us like $6 billion now?
I doubt it. I think it's going to be triple that.
Oh, man.
Look at the H3 freeway. What was the original estimate for H3 freeway? It turned out to be the most expensive freeway in America.
Yeah, that took a long time to get that done.
That's right. That's what's going to happen with the rail.
Oh, man.
Plus, what people are not looking at is, look at where the rail will go. It's going to shut down portions of the freeway. And you think you got traffic now? Wait till they shut down the freeway for years.
Well, I drive from Mililani to Port Shafter every day. You know, it's a nightmare.
Okay, but shut it down and then see.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And then you're going to say, please, let's get rid of the rail. Then it's too late. They're not going to get rid of it. They're going to keep going. And you're going to be always stuck in traffic. Even worse.
My goodness, if it gets worse, I'll just start walking to work. Okay, well, thanks, Dwayne. Yeah, but if you can explain, I'll take it off the air. If you can explain about the mothballs.
The mothballs is...
Yeah.
You need to use 5 per gallon, and it needs to be the ingredients of naphthalene.
Naphthalene?
Yes.
Okay, where do you get those at? Walmart?
Longs, wherever.
Okay. And then I think last week you mentioned before that, are you going to another station, or?
No. No, we're going to be here.
Oh, you're still going to be here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought so. I heard something about you going at the end of the month or something.
No. That's long gone.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I really enjoy listening to you, and thanks a lot, and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, hope this works. We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George.
Rob, you there?
I am. 5x5, can you hear me now, George?
I can't hear you, Rob. Are you there?
I am.
Hello, Rob?
Yeah, oh, great. No, you can hear me, you rascal. You're pulling my leg off.
Yeah, don't you feel it?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, really? Pulling me off the stool here, George. George, what?
You're too old for that.
Oh, George, that was wonderful. I needed that. Oh, what a great sense of humor. George, you know what? Speaking of, you're going to need a good sense of humor on this topic. George, have you had enough time to figure out, oh, I'm cracking myself up thinking about it, of who you might endorse for the next mayor of Honolulu? Are you willing to go there or not?
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is none of the above.
Oh, geez, holy cow. Even though all of them except for one wants the real?
Okay, let me put it this way, Rob.
All righty. Here we go.
Okay.
Fasten my safety belt.
You have kids?
No, I don't, George.
Okay. For those that have children, especially daughters, okay, think about this. If you have, this is an example now, okay? If you have four child rapists, which one are you going to pick to be your daughter's babysitter?
Oh, boy. Seriously, graphic example.
Forget it, right?
Oh, boy.
That's what I say. Forget it. I go with none of the above, and I'll go look for somebody else. As another example is this, Rob. You got these four guys that bankrupt big companies, and you want to hire one of them to manage your company? I don't think so.
Well, there's, you know, George, I don't want to say the name, but everybody can figure it out that who is against the rail, that, boy, I tell you, the ties that he has that are all for the rail, and we're talking about a big developer, too, out on that middle plain and that side of the island, George. It's really weird. It's, you know, it's like, what are we supposed to do? You know, it's like shooting in the dark.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he's running for mayor against the rail because he didn't get any, what do you call, you know?
Yeah, George, in other words, you think he possibly is going rogue?
No.
A little bit maverick or?
No, because money buys anybody.
Yeah, but George, by now, you know, I mean, George, he lives up on the ridge above me, and I've been up there even before they developed up there. When, George, when we were kids, we used to go scramble our small little 50s, 75s, 150s up there. We used to go shoot just .22 caliber like that. Mm-hmm. Nobody was back on those ridges, you know, when I was a kid growing up, right? Now he's got a beautiful a 180 view of, you know, from Pearl Harbor to Cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cocoa Head for sure. I'm just thinking that, you know, like he's sitting up on the mountain. And
well,
I don't know. It's, what do you think?
Money buys anybody.
I know.
This guy from Japan told me that one time.
I thought I'd just fish on you about that one. Okay, now the other one is, so if they take the ethanol away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, George, it isn't going to take these politicians too long to figure out, and I'm sure that the oil company executives know that they cannot just sell the gas without an anti-knock compound.
Well, they can.
Well, so you think they might try, but and then play?
They're doing it already.
Play the game of wait and see, or what?
No, they're doing it already with the boaters. They're selling them ethanol-free gas, and the boaters don't—they don't know, or they don't hear, or I don't know. The pistons are pounding themselves to death.
No, you know I trust you on that one. Yeah, well, I'm bringing it up publicly between you and I that it's just a matter of time.
That's right.
They are talking about taking it away, and all throughout our state.
Then What happens when they get a big class action lawsuit bigger than the real?
Yeah, and I know Donna Kim is listening and maybe a few others that never want to call in because they don't have the cojones, like including the governor of the state of Hawaii, that never wants to talk to you at all about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that chemical, MTBE, the anti-knock additive, cannot be put into the gas because it's cancerous. And ethanol was the replacement for the anti-knock additive. So my question to all of the politicians was, fine, you want to take ethanol out, but what are you going to replace in place as an anti-knock additive?
That's it.
Yeah, they look at each other like, huh?
George, I'm out of here. I love you.
Okay, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I think the phones are working. Is
Seems,
it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling on again. And folks, the gas price is up higher and higher. Just last night was $4.27. This morning, It's 4:35. Oh my goodness. It's going like crazy. But that's okay. I run on 100% ethanol, so it's okay. You think about it, okay? So anyway, question I have is, why did Linda Lingo cut the staff to the weights and measures department and leaving only one person there? Weights and measures is the office that checks all the cash registers, the scales, the gasoline amount that's supposed to be coming out into your car, is if it's a full gallon and all that stuff. So ever since she was in office, there has never been done. When you go to the grocery store and they run all the things through that pick up on that barcode, how do you know it's accurate? Did you ever stop to check? We don't have anybody testing all this. So, you go figure, okay? Anyway, Wanda, we back on?
We have Gary from Waianae.
Hey, Gary. Hi, Gary. What happened?
I guess, I don't know, we got disconnected.
Okay. Gary, call back again. Anyway, we're having a little phone difficulties, but try it. 808-296-5467. Try it out. And let's see if it works. Okay? So, anyway. There's a new theft of car parts going on. They're stealing your exhaust from your car, folks. Yes, the exhaust. You heard right. They're stealing the exhaust pipes off your car. Because the catalytic converter is worth a lot of money. So they're unbolting it and stealing it. So what else are they going to steal?
So if you don't have your catalytic converter, is that good or bad?
Well, let me put it this way. It's going to sound like a hot rod going down the road.
Aww.
And you're going to have to buy one. And it costs anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 for one.
How about if I just put like a test pipe in there?
The car won't run because your computer won't accept it. Okay, so then you can do that, but the check engine light will come on and it'll eat up gasoline like it's going out of style. So eventually you go past $2,000. Okay?
In the older cars, could you do that?
Yeah, the older ones, not the new ones.
Before we used to do that.
Yeah, not the new ones, because the manufacturers got smart and the oil companies got smart, and they put on another sensor after the catalytic converter, and that is to pick up if you actually did take off the catalytic converter. So, but there's a trick to that, and the way to do it is to move that oxygen sensor a foot further back, then you don't need a catalytic converter. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467 and let's test these phones out and see if it's still working. Okay? Give us a call. Let's try it out. I'd like to hear people from Kauai. I never heard people from Kauai for a long time. So anyway, do not run your car on a dead battery. If your battery died, jumpstart it just to move it here to there, but do not drive it to the store to buy a new battery. If you do that, you have a good chance of burning out your alternator. And the alternator is way more expensive than the battery, folks. So if you just happen to have a dead battery, take it out or go down and get a new battery and put it in. Do not drive the car on a dead battery. If you want to see and what I'm saying to you is correct, go down to a friendly parts store, auto parts store, and get an alternator, any brand, any whatever, and go open the box, take a look. It has a red label on it. Do not run car on dead battery. It will damage the alternator. Okay? So, give me a call at 808-296-5467.
Okay. Okay, we have Mike from Punchbowl.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing, Mr. Nita?
Thanks for calling in. We're testing the phone.
Yeah, I heard you earlier having a little problem. Great show. I listen to now and then. About the rail, perfect. I mean, you hit it on the nose. Why in Kapolei? I used to live in Kapolei. Common sense makes no sense, and they just won't listen to us. And the Katano thing, I mean, he didn't even do a job. I love Linda Lingle, and last little, you know, bad mouthing about the system here is, like you said, they don't test the gasoline quantity as it comes out of the pump. And I don't believe it's Linda Lingle's fault. I think it's financially, you know, even if you had 100 people test them, we would still get ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like you said, the rail how, and the people we're going to vote on, it's like not a democratic system anymore. But I have a radiator problem on my MPV 94 Mazda van.
Mm-hmm.
It's a V6. It runs great. But I have this little fan that maybe is not cooling it, but the leak that's coming out of it, I put this nonstop stuff in it to plug it up. And I didn't use the old system was the pepper, mm-hmm. you know. But I know it's supposed to be clogging up the little puka in there. But it seemed like it's kind of doing it. It's still spilling out, but it's not overheating. And I've ran it for maybe 15, 20 miles from here, maybe to Tripler and back, and it gets a little overheated. Is there any way I can stop that leak altogether?
You should have used black pepper.
Everybody's saying that. It's so funny. That's cool. It's like, you know, it's like an old school way mm-hmm. of doing things, right?
Yeah. It's from the dinosaur time.
I love it. I love it, too, because I was born in 64, and like I said, I grew up with all the checking the oil, and mm-hmm. said people are being very complacent. Oh, my father, we'll check in my husband. You're so right on. That I was listening to the whole show, and I had to call up about my radio because it's been bothering me. And if it comes from you, I think it's coming from the heavenly source. I'm just going to let you know that right now. I'll take your advice and I'll try that, you know, without damaging the rest of my, you know.
The reason I recommend black pepper is because when you do want to change the radiator one day, you can just drain it all out and all the black pepper will come out.
I love it. I'll take that advice and I'll get on it right now. Is that the large granular or could it be in the little package you get from, you know?
It's that little, what's that, 4-ounce bottle.
Coarser.
The medium coarse grade, yeah.
And I could put in, what, 2 teaspoons? What would you think?
The whole bottle.
I dig it.
Come on, don't be so tight.
I'm so fucking.
I tell you.
I am fucking. I did it from my upping side, I guess.
Hey, what happens if he uses the coarse one?
You can.
Oh, so yep. It's either medium or coarse?
Yep. Just pour the whole bottle in.
Wow, you're so down to earth. I dig it. So
okay.
thank you for your time, and I hope your phones are running on a regular basis.
Thanks a lot. Well, aloha. Oh, boy, I tell you, so too fat. Use the whole bottle. Cheaper than a radiator. My God. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. If we can help you with one of your car problems or whatever. Okay? Ladies, I have a tip for you. Okay? Are you ready?
Ready.
Ladies, before you buy a new car or another car, okay, get in a car look and get a reflection to see how you look in that car. I mean, ladies, when you go and try on clothes, you go on to try on and look in a mirror, see how you look like, right? Right? Guys don't do that. Guys look at a shirt, yeah, I like that. I throw it in a bag and buy it and gone. We don't put the shirt on and look in a mirror. We look good. Women do that. So do it with your car. Let's go to break.
Okay, we'll be right back. So stay tuned to Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my boy.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And Maui Toyota, if you get in your car and you can see your reflection, if you look good, ladies, go look around. If you think I'm wrong, go look around and see how many ladies don't match the car they're driving.
But maybe that's all they can afford.
I didn't say it has to be an expensive car. Some people don't match a Toyota Corolla.
Well, I don't see one lady that wouldn't match in an expensive car.
Don't go there, because I can show you some. They're driving BMWs and they don't look right.
Because maybe they should have gotten a Jaguar instead.
Well, that's why I'm saying they need to look in the mirror. Hello, are you listening? Look in the mirror before you buy that car. And even like the color. Some ladies look better in white. Some look better in black. I mean, you know, you got to take a look. You know, it's a ladies thing.
You're not supposed to buy cars like that. It's supposed to be more for reliability and economical.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because if it's that way, then you know what? Why do they have fitting rooms and stuff for women to try on their clothes? You don't find that with men's department.
Yeah, but a car is different. It costs way more than clothes.
Well, you look at it your way, but I know you don't want to admit it. You don't match your Camry. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I just heard Rob hit the floor. He was laughing so hard he fell off his chair. So, anyway. We got to have Rob laughing. It's healthier for him. Okay? Do not touch the light poles and the street lamp poles, the metal ones, okay? If possible. A lot of people I see lean against it when it's raining and all that stuff. Do not touch the steel poles, the metal poles, because some of them is electrocuted. I mean, you're going to get electrocuted touching it. So be careful. If possible, do not touch the metal light poles. That's the reason why in the dinosaur days, those poles were made out of wood. They're wooden poles, so we don't get electrocuted. Okay? So, anyway. The dinosaur, Safari Char, can tell you that. Yeah, that dinosaur, he's back from those days when he had a wooden telephone poles. Okay? Rust proofing, I recommend putting on the electronic rust proofing device on all new cars, because if you have a chance to look underneath, your new car is not painted. All of them are not painted because they assume that you're going to put on some kind of electronic rust proofing device. Okay, Wanda, who's next on the phone?
We have John from Honolulu.
Hi, John.
Hi. I just opened the radio. I caught something about pepper in the radiator. I just caught the tail end of it. I was wondering what you meant for what purpose that was.
Oh, the black pepper in the radiator is for if you have a coolant leak. If the radiator is leaking or something is leaking, and you don't quite have the money to go fix it right now, you put in a bottle of black pepper.
When it stops the leak?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't interfere with anything else?
No.
Oh, that's a very good point. Thank you.
Okay, you're
welcome. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Does it matter where the leak is, though? Like, it has to only be in the radiator, right?
Well, if you're losing coolant, that's the cheapest way to go is put a bottle of black pepper in and fill it up and drive on. If it don't stop, then you know, obviously, you need to go take it in and have it fixed.
Okay. We have Gary from Paoa.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, hello, George. Yeah, I remember you mentioned once about, you know, the problems with the hazy headlights.
Mm-hmm.
That mine is the result of UV, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all cloudy and all that. So I remember you mentioned something about using water, sandpaper, and something else you mentioned in there. Can you mention that again?
Yeah, you get a bottle, a little bottle of Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish.
Oh, where you get that?
From the parts store.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mag Wheels. Oh, okay, that is
Mother's,
some kind of polish. Huh?
The Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And then what about the sandpaper now?
You use the ultra-fine sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
The grit number is 2000.
2000.
2000.
Okay, where you get that?
Parts store.
Parts store too.
Mm-hmm.
And is it, you know, they got that the sandpaper that is we use for water and stuff. Is that the same thing?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye.
Aloha. Yeah, folks, if you have foggy headlights, you're going to fail the safety check. So make sure you got it clean before you go for your safety check. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Always a great pleasure to talk to you and listen to your show. A question on the electronic rust proofing thing. The thing works off your car battery or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then basically for new cars only?
No, for any car. But if you already have rust, all it'll do is slow down the rust.
Oh, okay, so if I take a car to the mainland and they throw salt on top of the into the snow and whatnot to melt it or the ice.
Yeah.
That will protect it from having any more rust.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then another thing, you know any good automotive body fender shops around Oahu?
Yeah, that's my sponsor, Autotech.
Autotech.
Yeah.
Where are they located?
On Mo'owa'a Street.
Okay. They do good work over there.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. I heard a friend of mine called you one time, talked about that. Yeah, that's a good place. Yeah, I'll go check it out then.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Give us a call. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway. So much bad publicity about ethanol, you know, and I wish people would take the time and learn the real facts. Ethanol is not corrosive and all that stuff that they claim it is, and water and all that, you know. I did the test, and I can show you. I got gasoline, put it in a glass bottle, put a little bit of water, and the water went to the bottom, naturally. Put a little bit of ethanol in the gas, and it's gone. The ethanol was a blending agent and blended it with the gas, so it was gone. And back in the old days, whenever we had a customer with gas in it, water in his gas tank, we would put a quart of vodka, and it's gone. So, anyway, it works. So, what's up with this water in the bottom of the gas tank? I don't know. Okay? So, I recommend using the K&N air filter, or better yet, if your car they have an application for your car on a cold air package, I would use the cold air package, the K&N cold air package air filter will increase your gas mileage tremendously. Okay, cool.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Her name is Lola from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lola.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to turn off my car radio. I'm hearing two different ones.
Okay.
Yes, I have a question. I heard a while ago that if you put mothballs mm-hmm. in your gas tank, that it would increase your gas mileage. Is that true?
That's true.
So when do and how many do I put in?
You put in 5 per gallon. So, if you put in 10 gallons, you put 50.
Per gallon.
It's humbug.
Sorry?
It's humbug to put it in. Because when you put it in one at a time, it'll get stuck.
And so that's not the best thing to use, huh?
Well, it's good, but it's humbug. You got to go to the station, and if you got a long line behind you, everybody going to give you the stink eye.
So what would you recommend for
ethanol?
Gas? Sorry?
Ethanol.
Well, we do use ethanol. Everything has ethanol in it.
2%. You can run up to 30% with no problems. So
does Costco gas have 2% ethanol?
It's only 2%. It's a drop. I bring in the ethanol, and people come in and buy 2, 4, whatever, how many gallons, and off they go.
Oh, I can buy it at your shop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I bring in 100% pure ethanol.
100% pure. And where are you located?
Behind Dillingham Zippies.
Wait, I'm writing this down. I have to pull off of the side. Behind Dillingham. Who's that Dillingham Zippies?
Behind Dillingham Zippies, by the canal.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your shop?
Nita's Auto Repair.
Give her the address.
Nita's Auto Repair.
Nita, N-I-T-T-A Auto Repair.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we got to hit the road. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And again, so sorry for the telephone problem. If we don't have any problems, it won't be interesting. So we try to make it interesting. Nah, I just pulling your leg, Rob. Go back on your seat. Okay, until next week, drive carefully, folks, and take care of each other, and be happy. Aloha.
Paid for by George Nita.